Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to start off by kind of recapping my weekend. So it was the weekend before my 2-year soberversary, and I got to go out with a bunch of women. And this is something I never thought I would do because for me, I look at women and I think they're loud, they're scary, they talk a lot, they wear different type of clothes, they expect me to dress like them or have fashion sense or be able to have a conversation. And honestly, when I go out, I typically get really awkward and I speak randomly and I overthink every single thing, or I start chewing something if we're at a restaurant as soon as they want to talk to me, and then I like swallow it and I choke and like all this random stuff. I am a very awkward person, at least in my mind, when I'm around other women, because I put these expectations on myself and it's all in my head. Like, women are not scary, but that's what I visualize. Women are very fun and they're comforting, and I love hanging out with women and having friends, which I never thought would be possible. Just like I never thought getting 2 years would be possible. It was always one of those dreams. One day I will grow up and I will be 2 years sober, but it happened. And it didn't just happen because one day I stopped drinking and everything magically got better. No, this shit has been a work in progress every single fucking day. Like, every single day. It's never just wake up, get dressed, don't drink today. No, it's wake up, get dressed, get the kids off to school, get some me time. Usually that means I try to meditate, which I suck at. I try to pray, which I don't really pray that well because the whole God thing still is not my favorite point in the day, but that's my personal belief. So I pray, and by pray, I just mean I talk to something that I believe in. Sometimes it's the ocean, sometimes it's a tree, sometimes it's just the air, and sometimes I'm just talking to myself and I sound like a crazy person. That's okay. It's all about trying something new and having faith. So it's just like changing these up, because before I was drinking, I didn't do anything. All I did, if I did pray, and I used to say all the time, yeah, I'm so religious, but in reality, all I did was ask for stuff. I never gave back anything to the universe. I was never a good person. I was never willing to be thankful or grateful or share anything. It was always give me, give me, give me. And now that I'm sober, it's more like, thank you so much. Thank you for guiding me. How can I be of service? And I try to put myself out there to be more gracious and to be more kind and caring and actual good person. And it's an amazing thing, because looking back and going from the first year to the second year, this past second year has been like traumatic and horrible and awesome and amazing. And the second year is actually when I started making friends, and I feel like I have that tribe, and now I feel like I'm becoming the person I'm meant to be, which baffled me for so many years. Yeah, sure, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and sure, I'm about to turn 30 in March, but that's okay. Those are just like one day at a time things will happen, or maybe they won't. Maybe I'm just meant to be a mom, and that is 100% okay with me, because every day I'm becoming a better mom, and I didn't know that would be possible, because all I thought before was my life was going to be a drunken, saddened heap of nothingness. And today it's not that. Today I am that kind and caring and thoughtful and gracious person. Today I'm able to give back, and today I'm able to be of service. So this week, after I celebrated the 2 years and overthought every single bit about sharing at my meetings that I attend, like, now my husband's like offering me a chance to do snowboarding. Now, everybody who knows me knows back in March, I had knee surgery. And I had knee surgery because after drinking for months and months and like basically almost killing my liver, which probably would have happened if I would have kept drinking within months, I decided to go out and go snowboarding. And after you like beat your body to so much trauma and you drink so much, going snowboarding is not the greatest idea. I hadn't exercised in years. I hadn't done anything. All I had been doing is like killing myself with poison. But hard-headed, dumb, whatever words, I thought I knew it all, and my ego was huge and my willing to listen was very limited. I went and I tore something in my knee and ended up having surgery. So bottom line, now it's been months and months and months, almost a year later, And I've been exercising in like probably one of the best physical conditions I've been in years because I've been sober for 2 years. So like just even that concept is like, boom, like already healthier. Add in the exercising, add in the dedication to not eating so much sugar and the dedication to watching what I eat, the dedication to not binge eating and not being bulimic and all these other little factors. And it's like, okay, so maybe I can do this, but how do I get over the fear? And what is the fear? So the fear of failure, the fear of upsetting people, the fear of not being able to do it, the fear of falling, the fear of this, the fear of that. So much fear. But you know what? Sobriety has taught me something. When I am in fear, it's because I'm not having faith. I'm not trusting in whatever I believe in. I'm not trusting in anything except for my fear. And you know what? Fuck fear. Fear does not rule us. Maybe you're sitting here today and you're thinking, I can't get sober. I'm so scared. I don't know how to get sober. All I can do is drink because drinking makes me happy. And you know what? I was there for so long. And the way this kind of relates to me in the snowboarding thing is because if we allow the fear to keep us from trying to snowboard, trying to get sober, trying to be a better person, trying to be in recovery, trying a new program, trying not a program, trying to meditate, trying to journal, whatever the case may be, if we let that fear keep us in the spot that we're in, there's so many bad things that can happen. We could drink again because we're giving into that fear and it's winning. We could lose all of the confidence that we've tried to build and have been building, and we could end up drinking. And sure, it's just snowboarding. It's not the end of the world if I do it or I don't do it. But for me, it's kind of about that confidence. It's about trusting in myself, in my body, and in my higher power to guide me down that mountain. Because you know what? When I get on that snowboard and I'm not the greatest snowboarder, I kind of fall a lot, and that's okay. If I stop thinking with my ego and I start trusting in myself and in my higher power in his or her guiding path, then I can do stuff. The time I tore something in my knee, I was all about the ego. I thought I was the best. I thought I was the coolest. I thought I could do tricks, and oh my gosh, no. So if you're struggling and you can't get sober and you just like keep failing and you're asking yourself, what can you do different? Well, ask yourself this. What if it's not about you? What if you say, you know what? Fuck me. How about I trust in that ocean or that tree or something else? And just visualize like the strength of those things. Because you know what? I couldn't get sober saying that I was going to get sober. I tried everything. I tried that moderation. I tried only drinking after 5. I tried drinking non-alcoholic beer. I tried praying, saying, if you would just let me get pregnant, I would never drink again. And sure, I stopped drinking when I got pregnant for almost like 2 years. But you know what? That was not an actual solution. That was just like pausing the tape so that I could pretend I was sober so that I could actually just get right back into it. So sometimes we need help that we can't give ourselves. Sometimes we need belief in something or someone to encourage us in ways that we don't have the confidence to do yet. So when I first got sober, my first faith in something else was the police officer that had talked to me that night. He's like, yeah, you could either go to jail or you could go to the hospital. And, you know, there's a lot of people that would help you get sober. You just have to try it out. You can't give up. You have to keep trying. And like, to this day, I call this police officer and I don't know his name. I never could find him. And I actually tried because I wanted to give him like a huge card because he changed my life. He saved my life. He's like my guardian angel in my head. And his words and his kindness like got me that first night to get sober. And then the next day when I went back to a meeting, there was another man there who reminded me of my dad that had died, and he was my next guardian angel, and he kept me sober for a few days. And then I found a sponsor, and she kind of kept me sober for a few days. And nothing in that was a god, nothing in that was a higher power. All those things were things that I could physically see, people that I could physically watch and talk to, because I needed that real life people to keep me sober. Because there was no god, there was no religion, there was nothing else that was working. I needed physical real life proof that I could see with my eyes. So maybe that's what you need too. So my only emphasis is this. If you have fear, if you are afraid, if you're scared, if you are close to giving up, look for something tangible that you can look at every single day and you can go, okay, if I can just look at them one time a day, then I know I can stay sober for an hour. I can stay sober for a day. I can do this because I love myself. I am building confidence and I am worth this. I am worth being sober for. Hope you guys have a good one. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.